you will hear a conversation between two students who are planning a presentation about tourism for their class. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 5.
Great. So let's get started. What should we do for the introduction?
Well, the tutor said we should start off by giving a summary of the problem. Then the main part of our presentation will go through our proposals to address the problem.
The problem is the lack of tourists, obviously. We really need to get more people visiting the town.
That's right. And I'd say that the main cause of the decline in tourism is the poor weather we've had in the last two summers. It wasn't very hot and it rained a lot.
Nice one. We'll start with that. Now, what are we going to have in the main part of our presentation? We can't do much about the weather.
No, but we can make things more welcoming for tourists. There are little things we can do. We can go through those. We'll need at least 3 or 4 examples.
Okay, we'll come to those in a minute. And then for the ending?
The ending should be where we explain our strongest point, our best example. The thing we can do that would have the biggest impact on increasing tourism.
Right. End on a high note. And how should we break up the presentation on the day?
Probably works best if we take turns. If I do the intro, then you do the first example, I do the second example, and so on.
Yep. Okay, let's take turns then.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 6 to 10.
Shall we look at the things we want to improve? I thought we could start with the old pier. It's awfully popular, given that we're on the seafront, but it's terribly dark once the sun goes down. We could do with better lighting there.
We could do with lighting there, full stop. There's hardly any.
So we want to put extra lights on the pier. That's one down.
You know where else is a problem at night? Abbey Park. I know it's a big deal, as it's right by the Abbey ruins. And everyone wants to take pictures of those. But it's not a place you'd want to go after dark. Too many people smoking and drinking and carrying on.
What's the solution there?
Well, I was talking about it with my mum. She thinks they should just shut the park gates at sunset. That would make Abbey Park a daytime attraction. And it would be a lot cleaner during the day too.
That's great. You know what else could do with a proper clean-up? The beach. Seeing how we're supposedly known for our fine beach, the state of it most mornings is appalling.
We could say that the beach should have the rubbish collected and litter cleared every night.
And they should clear away the seaweed, give it a total overnight cleaning.
That will make the beach much more attractive for families. You know what's also a problem for families? The shops in the Strand. They're always packed, but the toilets are not in great condition. They're terribly cramped, and when my sister was there with her little one, there was nowhere to change the nappies. She had to do it sitting on the toilet, with the baby and diaper bag both in her lap.
So we need to put some baby changing tables in the toilets at those shops.
Definitely. How many ideas is that so far?
4. That's enough, unless we really want to impress.
I don't know about that. Although I will say, and I know it's obvious, but worth mentioning. We get a lot of attention from the national press because of the Royal Art Gallery. And they have some really great exhibitions. But the ticket prices there are outrageous. It's £10 to get in.
Aren't most museums free? You'd expect it anyway. Okay, so let's say that they should abolish the admission charge.
That's five. That's a lot of solutions. Want to start writing it up?